Hi, I'm Malcolm.
Hello, everybody. My name is Harris Pick.
Yeah, my name is Miles. I go as Miles from Home.
I'm Justine Tyrell, R&B artist.
And you're listening to Background Noise, the coolest Canadian music podcast.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I'm your host, Tora. And as always, I'm super excited for the shows, but this one, I'm like super extra excited for. We're going to be chatting with Q Varro. And I'm so excited because a couple years ago, I stumbled across her album, Cowboy Witchcraft. And I have troubles putting into words how much I love this album from front to back. It is an absolutely beautiful story. I love the cover art itself. I love every single track on this, and I recently bought it on vinyl, which is really cool. So if you're a vinyl collector like myself, I got it off of Bandcamp. So as you may have figured it out, I'm super excited for the episode. I always like to start it off though. I'm just going to let you, Q, tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of your journey with music and your shtick.
Hi, everybody. I'm Q. I've been doing music for my whole life, basically. I started songwriting when I was 9, more as like a necessity. I think music is just the best way for me to communicate lots of big feelings that I have. And singing is my favorite thing in the entire world. So I've just been doing that as much as I can since I could. And I actually wasn't very good when I started. I did it so much that I eventually got better. So yeah, I'm from Nanton, Alberta originally. Shout out to that 2,000 people town. And I am many other things, including a lover of crochet. And I have a really nice cat and I like to motorcycle. And I think that pretty much covers most of my hobbies. I make video game trailers for a living. That's another lesser known fact. So yeah, I do a lot of... There's a lot of random little tidbits.
Wow, you just get cooler by the second. My goodness.
It sounds super cool, but I am a nerd. And I like to just have fun and have good friends around.
I love that. And I feel like we're going to have a really good episode. Normally, I like to start with like your latest release, but I'm gonna keep that for a little more into the episode because you sent me an unreleased single, which anybody who's may have... heard the show before knows I get so jazzed when an artist sends me an unreleased song and they're like, it's coming out in a while, but we can play it on your show. I'm like, oh my God, the highest honor. But we're going to save that into the show. So you have to keep listening to hear it.
Smart.
Thank you.
Good marketing tool. Love it.
So one of the songs I want to talk about first is a remix actually off of Cowboy Witchcraft. We'll get into the album Cowboy Witchcraft in a couple minutes here. But for this place remix, why don't you tell me first just a little bit about that song in general and then your decision to get it remixed?
Yeah. So for this place is the most... I like to say that it's the most like journal entry song that I've probably written. And because of that, I was pretty nervous about even making it a song. Some of the themes are obviously, I mean, it's a breakup song, you know, and there's a lot of tropes about women looking individuals making breakup songs. And I kind of had to decide that that was dumb because there's not enough of them. We need more love songs and we need more breakup songs all of the time. And the band was super supportive when they heard it. Just like a very early, terrible version of it. And we changed a few instrumentation bits and we made it a song because basically the only reason why it exists is Matt and Easy were like, this is really good. And then Bobby heard it and was like, this has to be a thing. So that's why it exists. And then the remix occurred actually because our producer, Russell Broom, who is producing our next thing as well, is a very dear friend and he's kind of the honorary fifth member of the band in a lot of ways. He just really wanted to do a remix. He asked if it was okay. And I was like, absolutely. I'm interested to hear what you do with it. Like, I want to know, you know, I want to hear it different too. So that's how that came about. And I love it. I love it. I dance around to it. I think it's great.
Honestly, it's an absolute bop. And before we listen to the remix, why don't you tell me just a little bit about the rest of the band, aka the Only Hopes.
Yeah, so I play with a very wonderful group of individuals that we have coined the Only Hopes, and that is comprised of Easy HD, they go by, who is the bassist of the band and also the synth expert. They have an experimental project, if you're interested, called Easy Idiot. And they're also in a band called Dial Ups. They actually rip really hard live too. So if you're into sort of more punky, rocky, fun stuff, go check that out. And then we have Matt Doherty, who is a drummer extraordinaire. He played for a long time with Bobby, who's known to everyone else as Bob Quashnick. To me, he's Bobby. And so Bobby is on guitar, slide, etc. So we do a lot of guitar work together. And then when we play live, I actually put my guitar away usually like halfway through the show and play the rest of the songs that don't require me to be on guitar. And I get to just like dance at people and have a lot more fun as like a sort of like a old school showman, you know. I grew up with 70s and 60s music, so I really enjoy having the freedom to run around and have fun on stage.
I love that. What do your live shows usually look like? And I think you have some coming up as well too, don't you?
Like how do they look? That's a really great question. We were blessed to play a lot of festivals, which look different than when you play in venues, obviously, but generally they're pretty bumping. We've got lots of friendly people who come out. We play a lot of songs that are different in tempo and vibe, and we have a ritual beforehand of we're going to have fun on stage, and that's all that matters. So if anyone makes mistakes, we laugh about it, we support each other through it, and we make sure that we're having fun, period. And then that's how we go onto the stage. So that's our value.
I love that. We're going to listen to the Furthest Place remix right away here, and that is off of the album Cowboy Witchcraft, not like the remix but the original versions on Cowboy Witchcraft. And then when we come back, I want to talk about that album.
You can take the dog in the van and the TV stand, all the things, all the things, all the things I've acquired just to feel a little inspired. I set the living room on fire. Set the living room on fire with all the pretty little trinkets that dress the walls and the sink in, just to feel something I wasn't feeling in your arms. Wasn't feeling, wasn't feeling, wasn't feeling at all. Just a deep dark pit, just a deep dark hole, just a deep dark pit, just a deep dark hole on my side of the bed, on my side. I've ever been the furthest place I've ever been, the furthest place I've ever been from home. Well, I might have left it roughly, but at least I checked out.
Why'd she cry when everything Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. We're chatting with Q Varro. Just, I don't know how to describe the music other than it's really good.
I'm going to make that our genre now when I apply it and ask us, because I don't know either.
It's like kind of folky, but kind of rocky, but like not at the same time. It's just, it's a vibe and it's really good.
Thank you.
And so the album that I stumbled across with Q Varro a couple years ago was Cowboy Witchcraft, and it blew my mind. Like, there's so much emotion and like storytelling in this album that, like, front to back, wow. Like, each song individually is great. I like that you can listen to them all individually and they can be their own thing, but it's like one of those albums where, like, when you do listen to it all together as like a air quotes concept album, mind blown. So why don't you tell me a little bit about the album just in general, and then we'll get into some of the songs.
Yeah, I think it's great that you say that, because I spent so many hours in a local brewery just sitting there drinking Diet Cokes, hilariously enough, and trying to make the track listing correct. I tried in so many different ways, because it does tell a story, a big story of like so many things that happened in my life and then in our lives when the band came about, and so much internal processing that I had to do, and also like external destruction. Like, my whole external world changed drastically while I was writing the album. And actually, I started with some songs before I like met the band, and then we basically finished all the songs together, kind of reworking the ones I had and then writing more. So I think that's probably also why it sort of feels that way, because that really is what happened that made all the songs exist magically. Yes, and I am one of those people afflicted with gigantic emotions constantly, so yeah. It makes sense that's apparent.
It really is. And I just love how, like, I think the album starts with The Furthest Place. And it's just, it's a very, like, as you said earlier, it's a breakup song. You can tell. My favorite line is that I set the living room on fire. That's such a vibe. But then by the time you get to like the end of the album, then you start hearing like The Good Days Ahead. Or I think one of the other ones near the end is I Saw Your Star. Yeah. And it's just the front of the album just feels so like, not necessarily like dark and heavy and emotional, but that's like the only words I can think for it. But then at the end, you get that Only Hopes. it feels hopeful. You feel better. You're like, oh, okay, it's life's not that bad. You just got to go through the whole album.
Yeah, this is it. And I think we all like to put a bit of hopefulness into what we do. That's why it's a bit of an appropriate name. That last track is Bob's track, and I loved it. And he sent it to me when we were deciding to do music together. He sent me that track, and I sent him Yip Yip because I had this demo version of it. And it like hit me so hard. I was also like in Montreal walking under the stars, so I was just bawling my eyes out. Like, this is so beautiful. So then at the very end, I was like, can we please put it on the album? Would you be cool if I sang with you? And we did like a rough, like one take, and we just put it at the end, because I think it'll just be a treat, and I want it to be on that album so I can hear it. And he was like, yes. So that's how that one ended up on the album.
Oh my God, I love that. It's not initially on my list, but I'm gonna mix it in here just because I can, and I make the rules on my own show. And so we're going to mix that in here. But another song I want to chat about, and I think this one is my favorite one off the album. It's just so fun. And you did mention it already a little bit there. Yip Yip. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Yip Yip is the beginning of everything. Yip Yip was born out of a place where I was so homesick in Montreal. I started listening to Roger Miller like a lot, and just envisioning the prairies in order to just get by. And I was really longing for just a sense of adventure and like romance and a new situation. And so that's how that song came about. As it was really sort of like I don't think incantation is the correct word, but certainly a sort of spell work manifestation into the universe to try and conjure more of that adventurous energy. And it totally worked. It literally led to everything. It's even the song I sent to Russ. I cold called him and he was like, yeah, let's work together. So it's a magical little piece that I love dearly.
That is amazing. I love that so much. Another song I want to talk about off the album is Good Days Ahead. This is like my go-to sad girly song. Whenever you're just having one of those days, I put this one on and I'm like, you know what? Good days are ahead. They're coming. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Good Days is a hopeful song, but it was born out of that worried urgency of like, it doesn't feel like it sometimes. But it made me, Bob was playing guitar and I heard him doing that line and he wanted to make it more like interesting or something. But I was actually getting ready and I once again started crying because everything gives me the feels. And I like came out, I'm like, that's a song, like I need you to record that. I have to write to that. And yeah, I think he wanted to like make it more something, but I just love the simplicity of the guitar like picking line. It makes me feel so much like on stage now even. And like honestly, that whole song got written in like 5 minutes flat. He recorded that bit and then I was just listening to it and all of the lyrics just flooded out of me. And a lot of it is very true, like to some experiences that I had had that had led to a new hopeful feeling and some like restoration of like I had a future ahead of me because things were quite bleak before I started doing music out here. So yeah, it was sort of like all of those feelings bubbling up and then having these visions of like the beautiful things that created a sense that there was good days ahead. And it just like fell out of my mouth. There it was.
Oh, that's awesome. We're going to spin that handful of songs here off of Q-Varro and the Only Hope 2023 album, Cowboy Witchcraft. We're going to listen to I Saw Your Star, Yip Yip, and Good Days Ahead. And then when we come back, I did some digging and we're going to talk about some of your like way older songs. But then also I found a really old YouTube video I want to ask about.
Yeah, let's go for it. Let's go for it.
Amazing. We're going to do that when we come back.
I saw your star last night. I saw your star last night. It was bright and it caught my eye. And I noticed what you did was the best thing I ever saw. From a distance you look right. You'd make the call, and I noticed what you did. It was the best thing I ever seen. From a distance you look like a summer dream that I had when I was a boy. You and I always had this one thing right. And if we went our separate ways tonight, then we'd be together again. Cause every time I think of you, I only love you better. I needed you, you were there together, like a dream. This one thing right. And if we went our separate ways tonight, then we'd be together again. Cause every time I think of you, I only love you better.
That they're for me. I plan to take shape and go off for sorry. it says, and take this as forewarning. There's good days ahead and relics developing, little long-lasting mirrors that were made for remembering. Oh, there's good days ahead of us on positive, and you can trust that I'll make sure of it. Oh, there's good days ahead of us. There's good days ahead of us, and you can trust that I'll make sure of it. And if you pulled the carpet from under my seat, and I'd make like the moon and kiss you this evening, receive all of your secrets and feelings under covers, just to confirm I prefer you to others. But inside my sock there's a sliver of flooring that likes to remind my toes that they're forming a plan to take shape and go off for soaring. So trust what it says and take this as forewarning. Oh, there's good days ahead of us on positive, and you can trust that I'll make sure of it. Oh, there's good days ahead of us. There's good days ahead of us, and you can trust that I'll make sure.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. We're chatting with Q Varro from Q Varro and the Only Hopes. We just listened to a handful of songs off of her 2023 album, Cowboy Witchcraft, which I will remind you again, you can buy the vinyl on Bandcamp. It's very important information. And if you're a vinyl collector in any stretch, please do yourself a favor and buy the album, because also I love the cover art for it. But a little bit off track here. I did some digging and I found, of course, I always like to ask about like some of your really old songs, but before we do that, I found a really old YouTube video from about 8 years ago, and I thought it was very interesting because you've obviously, as you mentioned, you've been a musician for a very, very long time, and 8-ish years ago, you put out a video that was 5 things I wish I knew before starting a band. And because it's been such a long time since that video, I was wondering, have those things changed? Do you have new things you wish you would have known?
Before starting a band? Yeah, before even entering the music world. Also, I think that would be my update video if I was going to say 5 things you should know before deciding you should be a musician. I think that would be a more accurate video for where I'm at now. But, and I think when it comes to starting a band, there's really only one thing, and it's make sure you have good people around you. Like, it really, nothing else matters. You just need good people that you've got musical chemistry with, who are going to have your back, that you feel comfortable around, and that you can make mistakes around and you feel safe around. And that's it. Everything else, delete it. It doesn't matter. Just find good people and make it work. Have fun.
Honestly, that is some pretty sound advice. I like it.
That's so funny. I'm going to have to watch that now. I think I had like purple hair at the time too. Ooh, I was going through it.
Yeah, I think you did too. I think you did. It did have a very early 2000s YouTube vibe to it, and I was here for it. And along those lines, quite a bit older content here. I want to ask about one of the oldest songs I could find, Just Don't Lie. Why don't you tell me about that song?
Daffodil 11 is the album. Just Don't Lie is one of, I think it might be the first song I ever wrote under the moniker Cubaro, because I was having issues with bands. And so is my best friend, who's going to show up later because it's her, one of her songs that I did a little thing, a little bit of a foreshadow. But basically, we just needed to write songs because we had a gig, and I was like, I think we should just write songs for it. And so we did. And that one stuck around long enough to actually make its way to an album. It's kind of cheeky because I just don't like it when people lie. And I really don't care about a lot else, or at least I didn't at that time. I had had a bit of a misunderstanding or an argument with a friend, I think, and in my relationships and such, similarly. I'm pretty open about this, but I'm a neurodivergent individual. So I was diagnosed autistic when I was 23 years old, which was a while ago. I'm not even in my 20s anymore. But part of that, I guess, part of the criteria is being like pretty hardcore about truths. And I think a lot of that comes from the confusion that occurs when you don't pick up on social cues. It's just a lot easier for me when people communicate directly. And I wrote that song pre that diagnosis, I think. And I think I was also just trying to figure out the frustration of that feeling of like, I wish people just spoke to me directly, because I feel like I lose friendships because I didn't pick up on something, or like, I was just really struggling with that all my life. So that's sort of where that song came from, is, and it's sort of cheeky about me being too hardcore about it. I knew that that was too rigid of a thinking pattern. I just didn't know how to soften it at the time. Yeah.
My next song I wanted to talk about was Garden off of Daffodil 11. Why don't you tell me about Garden?
Garden was supposed to have an animated music video to it, so everyone would really know what it was about. I watched a documentary about climate change. Like back in, oh Lord, like 2014 or something. And there's this polar bear that doesn't make it. And I was just wrecked. I was wrecked for weeks. Oh, no. Over this polar bear. And I sat down at this piano that I had just acquired, and I had to write about it. So Garden is like, what if the polar bear was a little girl, kind of? And it was just this vision of this little girl looking everywhere for a garden where she could eat, but nothing's left, like happened to the polar bear. So it's very like beautiful, like sounding song, but the thing that it was born from was just this heavy-hearted feeling of like, why isn't Mother Earth as important to, you know, like I just wanted that to be so important because it was so important to me. And I was so touched by this documentary in the worst way, where I was crying for like weeks. But yeah, so that's where that garden is. And I do really have a lot of affection for that song, and I still feel what I felt writing it whenever I think about it.
You know it's a good documentary, though, when it does that, right?
I still think about it to this day, and it's been like over 10 years or 10 years or something, so.
That's some powerful stuff. Before we listen to those two songs off of your 2021 album, Daffodil 11, why don't you just tell me a bit about that album just as a whole?
Daffodil 11 was really battling with the external world a lot, and I didn't realize it at the time, but I was really, really battling internally. And I was just sort of like seeing all of my internal things through the lens of like where the world was at. And I was reading, and I had read a lot of Kurt Vonnegut, watched a lot of David Lynch films, RIP, but you're still here. And yeah, I just had a lot of stuff to kind of get out of my system. And I was so incredibly blessed to have Rena Kozak. She is excellent. She has a project called Child Actress. I connected with her in Montreal, and she was from Calgary too. And she and I and some other folks all came together and made it, but she really put an incredible amount of work. She produced it, she played bass and helped me project manage the whole thing, and also was just a kind friend who was giving me a space to like get all this stuff out that was really safe. And yeah, we're still really good friends to this day. So that's the best thing that came out of Daffodil 11, I think.
Amazing. We're going to spin both those songs right away here. Just Don't Lie and Garden off of Daffodil 11. And then when we come back, you sent me a couple of really amazing songs that I cannot wait to hear more about when we come back.
Oh,
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I'm having so much fun chatting with Q Varro, just a really amazing musician out of Calgary. We're just talking about some of her older songs off of her 2021 album Daffodil 11, but you also sent me a couple of just amazing songs. And if you've listened to the show before, you know I always like to have the segment where we just shout out some other amazing local independent artists just to shine some light and share the love. And some of the ones you sent me, just wow. So first one I want to chat about is Shane Ghostkeeper's Just a Closer Walk with Thee. Why don't you tell me about that song?
So I have quite a lot of religious trauma. I think you can have religion in a beautiful way, and I have actually studied religion for a really long time now because it's just incredibly interesting to me. But I grew up in churches, and my dad was actually a pastor for a while of like a Baptist church, I believe. And so hymns are complex for me because they're so beautiful and impactful, and music is absolutely the most spiritual experience you can have on planet Earth. But it comes with some baggage for me. But when I heard this, I can't even think about it, because once again, this whole podcast is just going to be me admitting how much I actually cry. But yeah, I love it. I think Shane has one of the most like effective, is that what you call it? Voices, like you can really hear him, his soul when he sings. And this is just, it's such a beautiful rendition of a hymn that I know so well.
Amazing. Another one you sent me as well, which was a very cool song. You'll get the joke in a second. Was Jolene Marie's So Cool.
What do I say about Jolene Marie?
Anything.
She is my, it's difficult because she's my best friend in the whole world. And I love her more than like anything, basically. Her music is rad. She's going to have more music out soon that I'll EP, I guess, actually, technically, that this is a part of is a really difficult one for her. And so I have asked her, which is her favorite song to play off of it. And she said, so cool. And I think it's rad as hell. I think it's a great song. I think everything she does is great because I'm biased. But also she's amazing. So I'm like, I'm right. I'm biased and I'm right. But yeah, so please listen to her and give her a follow because she's about to pop off. And you heard it here first, folks.
Amazing. Well, we're going to listen to it regardless of whether the people actually want to listen to it or not right away here. And then, of course, I'll also link it all in the bio for everybody to follow because both of these artists are just amazing. One more song I want to chat about before we bin those ones is another one that you did with Matthew Spreen, S4A. Why don't you tell me about that song quick?
So Matt Spreen and I were together for 7 years. He might be part of For the Spice, but we're friends, so it's okay. He and I did some really random music on top of, like, we were part of a band called The Heirlooms together, and we also had a duo project called Mr. and Mystic. And then we started making these weird tracks, and he was sort of writing and I was writing along, and then I was singing some of his writing, and we were collaborating on music. And then there was this one, which we were at the time pretty disenchanted by the local music scene and the music scene in general, because everybody was walking around like they were tough poop. You know what I'm
saying? I get it.
And I was just sort of like, this is Calgary, Alberta. Like, we're all aware that... Like, I love it here. That's why I'm back. I love the prairies. But I just don't even think that if you're in the middle of New York City or if you're in LA or Berlin, like, you should be walking around like you own the place. I just personally don't think that that's a vibe. I mean, like, you should feel like you own your place here, like, have full autonomy, be confident, be strong. But, you know, just don't be a jerk to people. Don't be entitled to other people. Just, you know, be kind, collaborate. These are basic human thoughts that shouldn't be surprising or controversial. But so we wrote a few tracks that were kind of like poking fun at just the silliness of everything and everyone, you know, trying not to get our own heads too big in the process, like having fun with the fact that everything is kind of absurd. So yeah, I actually love that track. I'm glad that he put it up again.
Oh, that's awesome. We are going to spin the handful of songs there. We're going to do Just a Closer Walk with Thee from Shane Ghostkeeper. We got Jolene Marie's So Cool, and then S4A from Q Faro and Matthew Spreen. And then when we come back, we'll bring it back to your music.
I am weak, but thou art strong. Keep me from all harm. And I'll be satisfied as long. Ooh, as I walk, let me walk close to thee. Just a closer walk with thee. Grant it, Jesus, is my plea. Daily walking close to thee. Let it be, dear Lord, let it be. When my feeble life is over, let it be,
dear Lord, let it be. Let it be.
Thank you.
Background Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning in to Background Noise today. I hope you're enjoying the episode as much as I am. I'm having a ton of fun talking to Q Varro here, just an amazing musician out of Calgary here. And we just listened to a handful of songs that she sent us from some of her other favorite artists and friends that she's come across. And they're just absolutely beautiful. But I want to bring it back to some of your music a little bit. And one of them, we're going to bring it back to Cowboy Witchcraft. We're going to talk about it again. Specifically the song Gates of Hell, because you have a music video for that one. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song and the music video?
Oh, the song is laden with references to mythology. We've got some Egyptian mythology in there. We've got some Celtic mythology, essentially the descent into the underworld, and using it as metaphor to describe the plight of human existence as a female looking individual and how and how that could be sometimes. So, and also there are some light, like kind of hot references, but we don't have to go there. There's just a lot of sneaky little, the whole thing's a lot of metaphor and then not at the same time. So that's Gates of Hell. It's very cinematic, I feel like, compared to the rest of the tracks on Cowboy Witchcraft. And I think that's partially why it was the choice to create a music video with. So we had a residency at the Grand Theater. That's where For This Place was finalized and written, essentially. And some of the other tracks too, Just Don't Care, not Just Don't Lie. I have some Just Don'ts. I like them, apparently. But yeah, we did that with friends, Rebecca Reed and Ryan Bourne, who you might know Ryan Bourne from the Plant City Band. I don't know if you do, but you should check them out. I just like to pack way too much things into small amounts of time because fun, why not? And we were there writing, we were there doing things. The environment's really cool. So it's like, hey, do you have time for this? And they were very sweet and they worked on they did the whole thing with the timeline and the budget. I grabbed all of my actual things that I have from the practices that I do, and they grabbed a couple extra props. But a lot of that stuff is like, there's some of my stuff that's floating around. It was very like spur of the moment, do with what we have. And it's really cool. I really like the like smoky effects and the fire and the mirrors. And I think we both, Rebecca and I, are keen on symbolism. So it was really fun to work with her and make that video.
Amazing. You'll have to check that out on her YouTube channel. And before we play that song, I have one more question about Cowboy Witchcraft. And one of my favorite things, honestly, about this album, and I think what really like caught my eye to it in the beginning, is that album art. The dragon with a literal pink cowboy hat on it is amazing. So why don't you tell me just a little bit about the cover art for that? Who did that?
So Jen Shear did the cover art and she rocks. She really, really rocks. She does a lot of work for a lot of artists and like musical artists, and her work is consistently like super good. So shout out to her. Please check her out, Jen Shear. Jen Shear Studios, I think, is her Instagram. But yeah, I had a vision of a dragon with a cowboy hat, and I had a tarot card deck that's Spanish from 1976, and I love the color palette of it. And so I brought that to her for some color inspiration, and I told her, she asked kindly about symbolism and sort of the elements that I wanted to include, and then she did a fantastic job bringing it all to life, like better than I even could imagine or envision. So yeah, I love it too. I think it's super cool, and dragon with cowboy hat is just, that's the vibe, that's my vibe. that's my little guy in imagination world. I love that dragon.
I love that so much. That's awesome. We're gonna spin Gates of Hell, and then when we come back, unfortunately it is the end of the show, but as promised, we will listen to an unreleased song. Now is finally the time for that.
Hand me a feather for the scale. I've told you many times that I feel unwell. Oh, but surely
still. Oh, be gentle with me at the gates of hell. Our mystery is exposed by ash and will, by the light of flame as the cauldron swells. Oh, unveiled many times, I've been unveiled, stripped to the bone at the gates of hell. Look at this as farewell. I've told you many times that I'd be still, but you'll turn to salt and they'll ring the bell. Set ablaze, here I am at the gates of hell. Say my name now, but don't tell. And be gentle with me at the gates of hell. Oh, be gentle with me at the gates of hell. May every woman on this earth need not fight for her own worth. May her womb only abide by matriarchal feminist pride, and make the men upon their chairs fall to their knees with mercy prayers. The right to choice, body and mind, the sacred feminine decides. So might it be.
Noise is brought to you by Easy Noise, Alberta's newest booking service for independent musicians and venues. Check them out on Instagram at EZNOIZE. Get connected and make some noise. Now back to the show.
We are back. Thank you so much for tuning into Background Noise today. I had an absolute blast talking to Keir Barrow, a musician out of Calgary here, who is just, her songs are just layered with symbolism and emotion, but also so beautiful. I absolutely love them. And as promised, we do have an unreleased single we're going to play. Now is finally the time to listen to Now's the Time. Haha. Why don't you tell me a bit about that song?
Oh, Now's the Time. It is part of some other things that are going to happen in the future that I cannot disclose. And one thing that I can disclose, there's an entire event around this release happening at the Legion with maybe some of the people that I said you should listen to. And it's going to be a heck of a time, maybe even like now. Just kidding. There's just silliness around that. But in terms of the song itself, it came to me on my bicycle. I have a banana seat bike, and I was on my friend's patio a few blocks away from where I live, and I was riding home in the middle of the summer, in the middle of the night. on the sidewalk, and I was overwhelmed with like the feeling of the presence of one of my friends who unfortunately passed away. And she loved to ride bikes, and I was kind of scared of bikes at the time. I don't know why. I was just nervous about cars and bikes and whatnot, but I just felt like, hey, I'm riding this bike and like you're along riding with me, just like overwhelmed with that feeling. And so that's sort of, yeah, I started singing literally the chorus to the song that it now is. And we came together as a band and sort of finished the rest of it off. And then I was so lucky to have Jolene sing backups in the studio with me. So her voice is featured, Easy's voice is also featured, Bobby's voice is also featured, because it felt like the song that needed friends along for the ride. And I kind of wanted to give it the sense of a bit of a cult, not gonna lie to you. I wanted it to feel a little bit like that you just accidentally stumbled into a cult when you needed friends the most. But so that's now's the time. And I think it's pretty okay.
I would tend to agree with you. It is a very good song. I absolutely love it. I love the vibe even more now. When I listen to it again at the end of the show here, I'm definitely going to close my eyes and try to picture that warm, welcoming embrace of a cult. Before we listen to that, though, I know you kind of hinted there is some stuff going on. You can't give us all the information, and that's okay. But is there anything else we should really be keeping an ear out on you from?
Suppose we're on tour in February somehow, so you can visit me on Instagram or wherever and check out dates for that. But there's some in Montreal, Golden, Canmore, Calgary, Longview. I think that pretty much covers it. Yeah, so we're going to tour a bit, and there's more stuff that'll happen, and other things are coming out, and it's all very exciting.
Awesome. Well, as you know, I will link you in the bio. You're going to want to follow along. You're going to want to see this new stuff she's putting out. If she's coming to town, I really feel like you're going to want to go to a live show. I hear they're a lot of fun.
They are always fun.
Awesome. Well, thank you again so much for coming on the show, Q. It was so much fun to chat with you and hear more about one of my favorite albums of all time, Cowboy Witchcraft. That was absolutely amazing. Now we're going to spin. Now's the time.
Yeah, I stood up into you in a dream that I had. I said I didn't think you made it. You said you hadn't considered that. And I don't know how to breathe. I don't know how to move on. I don't know how to keep someone alive, even though they're long gone. And you know I'm not sure I want to. What good would that do? I know. Time. You can pedal your bike down the side.
That's all I got for today, folks. Thanks so much for tuning into Background Noise. I had a blast. And hey, you know what? If you're a Canadian musician as well and you're thinking, I want to be on the show, just click the link in our Instagram bio at Background Noise the Show and we'll try to set something up.